Good morning, everyone. Well, if you were making policy on the basis of polls, you might have a little difficulty deciphering the trends from these numbers, Celeste. In June, 62% of Americans supported a public insurance option, according to a Washington Post ABC News poll. In mid-August, it went down to 52%, but now 57% of Americans, according to that poll, favor a public insurance option.
Didn't we have those town hall meetings kind of in between there?
Certainly something happened as that debate went on in the summer, but now Congress is going to deal with it, and whether they're looking at the poll numbers or not, certainly some Congress people have to look at the poll numbers. Joining us now, representing the 30th Congressional District of California, Democrat Representative Henry Waxman. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Let's just start with the question that was posed to you by the CEO of one of the biggest urban hospitals in the United States, Columbia Presbyterian Hospital here in New York City. Dr. Herbert Pardes said that what you need to fight for in the House of Representatives now on health care reform is coverage for the maximum number of people and particularly to assist hospitals like his. Is the public option that you endorse the only way to do that?
It's not the only way to do that. But with that, Dr. Pardes is absolutely right. The urban hospitals and even rural ones, when people come in emergency rooms and they don't have insurance, those hospitals don't get paid. And what we need is to give people insurance and help them get it so that they don't have to go to an emergency room. They can avoid getting that sick and get medical care through their ordinary doctors and providers and have the insurance pay for it.
The Speaker of the House reportedly is leaning towards using a very liberal version of the public option in the bill that she would endorse, using Medicare rates to reimburse providers, which would reduce costs. This is believed to be a non-starter in the Senate. Are you on board with Speaker Pelosi's idea here?
I do support the idea of a robust public option. It's an option. People don't have to choose it, but they may have it available to them when they go to this exchange and then choose between competing insurance plans, most of which will be private, but there will be one public option. The idea of a public option is to, first of all, provide competition, because in some parts of the country there are only one or two insurance companies. Secondly, it's one that's transparent, and it will compete with these private insurance plans. And when it's based on Medicare rates, it will pay the doctors and the hospitals and other providers a decent amount of money, and it will drive the private insurance plans to start competing by lowering their prices.
Congressman, you know, when I was talking about insurance with one of my neighbors in New Jersey, they said, look, we don't need a public option made law. There's already a public option. If there's something wrong with you, you go to the hospital, they have to treat you. That's our public option.
Well, that's not a very satisfying public option, because people have to go to an emergency room, wait around, they're crowded. If there were any kind of real emergency, a flu epidemic or, God forbid, a terrorist attack, our emergency rooms are overwhelmed already. They wouldn't be able to handle it. What we need is to have access to health care before emergency rooms and not have to use emergency rooms. That's not insurance coverage. That's just they go in and they'll be put out as fast as they can because those emergency rooms can't cope with them.
Now, Congressman Henry Waxman, you're a Democrat from California's 30th District. You're widely viewed as one of the progressives in the House of Representatives. But people who are uninsured and people who are really concerned about the health care reform debate, who I've spoken with, were very, very upset by what happened in the Senate when Chuck Schumer, also believed to be a progressive senator from New York, decided that instead of covering everybody, his compromise solution was to offer exemptions from the mandate for insurance that Barack Obama, the president, has endorsed, and to say, we're not going to force you to pay for this insurance. We're going to give you an exemption because we're worried about, your ability to pay. And a lot of people look at that as like, oh, great. Exemptions are a way for you to basically not insure people and say you're doing them a favor. Is that your plan here?
I think the idea is to have everybody insured, or at least as many as possible. And if they can't afford it, we'll give them subsidies. And those people who weren't able to get insurance because the insurance companies discriminated based on previous medical conditions or other underwriting, that will be prevented. And then we want everybody insured because it broadens the base of people who are covered. The idea is to spread the risk over the largest number of people so that those who need health care services at any particular time will be paid for, but everybody will have insurance to protect them should they need it.
Were you at that meeting at the White House months and months ago where members of the healthcare providers and insurance companies and even doctors showed up and announced this agreement on cost cutting over the next 10 years?
No, I wasn't at that meeting. I'd been in other meetings with the healthcare providers. There wasn't one meeting with all of these different doctors and hospitals.
Well, I recall that just because it seemed at that time that there was some sort of arrangement made whereby the doctors and hospital providers were guaranteed a certain price level. And now in the House of Representatives, talking about reimbursing at the Medicare level, suddenly the doctors and insurance companies are saying, hey, you know, you've changed the goalposts here. You've changed the deal. You know, we're already in this for like $80 billion. You're going to make it a lot more than that. How do you get the doctors and the insurance companies on board here?
Well, that's not a correct statement that you made, that the healthcare providers wanted people covered, and the drug companies made a deal with the administration and the Senate, but not with the House, and we don't feel bound by that agreement. We think they ought to be paying a lot more for, by providing pharmaceuticals to the insured people at a much lower price, because the drug companies have gotten a windfall, and that money ought to go to close the donut hole for seniors in the Medicare program. But the hospital deal is part of the agreement. There was no doctor agreement, except that we were going to make sure the doctors had a sustained Medicare reimbursement. And healthcare providers generally want people covered. They want to make sure that people get the care they need. That's their goal, and it's our goal as well.
How many people do you think will not be insured in your best-case scenario if a bill gets out of the House and Senate? How many people will be uninsured? The Senate bill suggests it'll be something like 17 million people who will remain uninsured.
We are looking at a lot fewer, but neither the House nor the Senate will have bills that will cover undocumented aliens. And there are millions of people here under those circumstances. They will not be covered by this insurance plan. They will get no subsidies or government help for them to buy insurance. And for the most part, we want everybody else covered. We want to require people to get coverage, because if people go without coverage, then when they need the medical assistance, everybody else pays for it. Well, everybody ought to share in the responsibility for the health care system.
Do you see the Senate and the House coming to some agreement on a real public option as part of this health reform package, as opposed to the House backing down and the Baucus bill being really the template?
I do see a public option emerging in the final bill. It's not just the House that wants it. I think a majority of the Senate want a public option as well. And as you indicated earlier in the program, a majority of the American people want it.
Well, then this is the curious thing to me. You're in a safe district, the 30th in California, all right? It seems to me the debate is being driven by the so-called blue dogs who are in vulnerable districts, and people like Olympia Snow who are moderate Republicans. How come it's the vulnerable, sort of worried about holding on to their seats lawmakers that are driving this debate rather than the secure power brokers such as yourself?
Well, I think that's an oversimplification. People do have different views on what health care ought to encompass. But a lot of people who are more conservative see the public option as a way to drive down costs. We cannot afford the unsustainable costs in our health care system. So we've got to accomplish holding down costs, especially in the future, the growth of health care, at the same time that we're asking people to get insurance to cover it.
Is it exciting to finally be doing this? I mean, obviously you were involved in the Clinton efforts to reform health care, but this seems to be much farther along in the process.
I'm very excited. We wouldn't have this opportunity if it weren't for President Obama insisting that the Congress act. It's something that people have been wanting to do in this country since Harry Truman's days, and maybe even before that. It's inexcusable that our country, the richest in the world, has a health care system that costs us more than any other, and that we have 35 million people without any insurance, millions with underinsurance, and a system where hospitals like Dr. Partis' hospital have to worry whether they're going to have enough money to do specialty care,
right,
teach new physicians.
Well, Congressman Henry Waxman, thanks so much for being with us. Representative Henry Waxman is the Democrat for the California 30th District, and he's chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, talking about health care reform. The takeaway there, he believes there will be a public option when the bill finally gets out of the House and Senate. Thank you, Congressman.
You're welcome.